This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to be with you on the show today. This opening half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the Memorial Day weekend now, because part of that weekend will be enjoying Phillies baseball. The outstanding Scott Fransky now joins us. Scott, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, good to be here.
What do you like about this team so far? You've seen 2 months of it. What do you like about it?
Oh, man, what's not to like? I mean, all of it. I mean, they're doing everything well. The pitching's been unbelievable. I mean, in particular, the starting pitching. And it gives you that sense, you know, you have a chance to win every night. And that's a powerful feeling for a team to go in there and feel like every one of their guys, you know, one through six, has given them a chance to win most nights. So, but obviously, a really deep, talented team offensively, but I think the starting pitching has been the most pleasant surprise, just how good they've been top to bottom.
All right, so I want to get to one guy that has been with the club for a while, and that's Ranger Suarez. What has allowed him to be as effective as he has been so far?
I mean, in short, command. You know, he's always, he knows how to pitch. He's always known how to pitch, but it's his ability to execute with command that this year he's taken that to a very different level. And I think it's one that, you know, for whatever reason, he's been able to, you know, sort of complete the package, if you will. I mean, he's always had good stuff. He's always had a great mental attitude and ability to handle moments and you know, not get ahead of himself and not let one pitch affect the next. But I just think in general, it's the overall command. I mean, the way he's able to dominate the strike zone right now and put hitters, you know, behind in the count right away. I just think it's right now he's as, obviously as good as we've ever seen him be. And the idea that there's, you know, maybe more in the tank for him is a pretty fascinating idea to think where he could end up this season.
There's been a period of time they've had to navigate without Trey Turner and so forth. Some teams can't get over that. Some can. What's allowed the Phillies to get over that? What's Whit Merrifield meant, his versatility?
Well, you know, and Witt's struggled, obviously. I think the thing that's been more impressive, number one, you found a pretty easy fit there offensively to put JT in the number two spot.
Yep.
You know, and he's, you know, caught fire at the right time, if you will. So I think that, and then from a you know, defensive standpoint, the sort of offense you're going to get out of shortstop Edmundo Sosa, I think has been way more than anybody expected, to be quite honest, and has, you know, I mean, they figured he's a guy who's going to go in there and certainly not embarrass you defensively. He's going to, you know, hold up his end of the bargain and be just as good, if not better, than Trey in some respects defensively. But I think what he's done with the bat with Trey out has been pretty remarkable and you know, somewhat overlooked, I think. You know, I mean, this team is built around its stars, but it's depth that allows you to weather the storms through a 162-game season. And the Phillies' depth has really shown, whether it's, you know, Sosa or Cody Clemens or somebody like that, it's been big.
Well, you know what? We always talk about guys you acquire along the way. But Alec Bohm, 18 doubles, a triple, 5 home runs, 42 knocked in. Bryson Stott, 12 for 30, couple doubles, triple, couple home runs, and 12 runs knocked in the last 10. Those are two homegrown guys, you know, that they drafted in the first round. What have you seen from those two, and what does it tell you about their eye for talent when it goes to the draft?
Well, you know, I mean, those are two guys they needed out of the draft, no doubt, because, you know, they had a pretty good run there of no success in the upper rounds of the draft. So the fact that those two guys are doing what they're doing now, I think that's certainly a feather in the cap for the organization. What they're doing is they're being aggressive in the strike zone. You know, they're both guys that came with the reputation of understanding the strike zone. You know, knowing what's a ball, knowing what's a strike, and I think they were maybe patient to a fault in some respects at times over previous seasons. You know, Bohm had a little bit of a breakout last year with the RBIs, and you know, Stott was a big jump forward. But I think we're seeing an even further evolution of those guys in that. You know, it's like the other night, Stott, you know, he's willing to let a 2-0 pitch go by that's in the zone, middle in. But he's not willing to let the 3-1 pitch in the same spot go by, and he hits the home run. And I think teams, you know, they for a while they knew that they could get ahead of him quickly. Now, he can get a 2-strike hit, no doubt, but that's also something that kind of saps your power and your slugging percentage because, you know, you're kind of on your heels a little bit, and you're just trying to put the ball in play sometimes, which he's very good at. But I do think we're seeing now the sort of the addition of a guy who – is going to take his walks, but he's also going to be aggressive in the strike zone.
Phillies are 34-14. They are 27-2 when they out-hit their opponents. Now, part of that goes back to what you said in the original answer. The pitching is doing the job and keeping the number of hits down. But what have you seen offensively where they're just out-hitting people and creating chances?
I mean, it's just deep. It's just a deep lineup. I mean, there's not many holes. And what you get with a deep lineup is that one guy has a bad night, but other guys are having a good night. It doesn't allow you any breaks as a pitcher to say, oh, well, this is the soft part of the lineup. You know, I'm gonna get through this. There's not a real soft part of this lineup. You know, there's definitely guys who have struggled and maybe could be better or whatever, but I think all in all, this is a club that 1 through 9 is going to give you an at bat, and that's hard on a pitcher. You know, that's tough on a pitcher to have to grind like that. And we've seen it over and over again where good pitchers, pitchers that are hot, that are throwing the ball well, they come to face the Phillies, and they're, you know, at 85 pitches in 5 innings. You know, and they've had to really, really work for every single out. So I think that's what it really boils down to, is the depth 1 through 9. There's not an at-bat for a pitcher to take off.
Scott, how have you felt about the bullpen part, both setup and the ability to get out of the game?
It's been good. I mean, you know, they haven't had to be overworked, you know, really since the very beginning of the season. They've been used moderately. Rob Thompson has enough arms that he feels are leverage arms with big stuff that can, you know, get big inning, big outs late in the game. So I think it's allowed you to not have to rely on, you know, one or two guys every single night. And I think that makes everybody better in the end, you know, over the long run. And it may be something that we really see bear fruit, you know, later in the season. Other teams might be struggling with their pen or, you know, grinding away to get every single out. And the Phillies might be a little fresher. You know, come August and September. I mean, time will tell, but I think the big thing with the bullpen is that the fact that they've been moderately used to this point bodes well for the future.
Scott, I know when they've made acquisitions, what's impressed me is not just the quality of player. I mean, you have to have that. But it seems like they've brought in a personality type. Bryce Harper's a personality type. Kyle Schwarber's a personality type. Brandon Marshall, personality type. I mean, good clubhouse leadership guys. What has that component meant? And are you sensing the Phillies are looking for that component to go with the talent?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, that's to them, that's important. I mean, Dave Dombrowski is a really hands-on GM, and it's a big difference, a big departure from what we saw in previous years. But he's with the club every day. You know, he wanders through the clubhouse. He wanders through batting practice. He knows how these guys interact and what, you know, what leadership means for a club, and you know, what pulling on the same end of the rope means for the club, and what means what doing the things the right way means. So yeah, absolutely, it's a focus of theirs when they, you know, if they go out into the free agent market, or, you know, whether that's a high profile free agent like a Trey Turner, or whether that's a, you know, sort of under the radar, maybe 6-year minor league free agent type guy. You know, they're mm-hmm. they're looking for players that want to win, that they feel like you know, sort of meet that criteria. You know, beyond just being a good player and athlete with skills, they want a guy who is going to fit in that clubhouse.
Right. So every team takes on its own personality, and I'll ask coaches when I do interviews, football, basketball, like at some point, you know, what kind of personality are they taking on? What's the personality of this team after watching them for a couple months plus spring training?
I mean, it's one that believes every day there's a game to be won, and there's a game every day that matters. And if you have a game that's, it's not that they're, you know, if they let one get away, that bothers them. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you could say that about previous Phillies teams, especially early in the season. I mean, I'm not going to say they took days off, but what I'm saying is that, you know, the losses now still eat at them.
Yes.
And I'm not sure you could, you know, and they're 20 games over 500. They lose one game, they're upset by it. They have a bad at-bat, they're upset by it. Because they know, they've seen it in the postseason, they know every at-bat matters. So they take every one of them seriously. And I think that's the, you know, maybe the hallmark of this club right now is the fact that every pitch, every play matters.
You know, it's 162 games, and you can tell right away which one's, oh, well, it's one of 162. It just doesn't seem that's what this team is. This team thinks every game is a big game.
Absolutely, and that's huge. I mean, that's a mindset that, you know, comes from, you know, years of working together and these guys understanding one another knowing what each other is about. But you're right, it's a mindset that really matters, and again, every game they win now is one less they got to win later.
That's exactly right.
They all count the same in the end. They're all one win or they're all one loss. So I do think there's a sense that that they understand that the more games they win now, the better off they're going to be later on, and so yeah, every one of them matters.
I know they all matter to you, too. Scott, thanks so much. Really appreciate the time you gave us today, especially on a game day with the defending world champions in town.
My pleasure. Always great to chat with you.
Scott Fransky, no question, one of the best in the business. No question about that. Great to have him on the show today. News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Sunbury Motors Ford and North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their spring SUV sales of the SMC has 17 of the iconic 2024 Ford Bronco Sports, and they are slashed up to $5,500, and they start from just $28,435. Sunbury Motors has the fuel-efficient Ford Escape discounted up to $4,000 and priced from only $29,935. Plus, qualified buyers get 0% financing. Choose from 28 new Ford Explorers, and SMC has them reduced to the lowest price ever offered, just $39,770. Sunbury Motors has the roomy and reliable 2024 Ford Edge, discounted $4,500, and they are priced from only $37,565. With 0% financing for 48 months, Sunbury Motors is a fifth-generation Ford dealership, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. SMC is where you want to be in May for your next new SUV.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.